Davenport in eastern Iowa along the Mississippi River. The measure lets victims apply for grants of up to $5,000 for households affected by the collapse. It also helps victims.
Any storms of the day fade out and isolated will return tomorrow and again Thursday. And for the rest of this relatively short work week, we'll be under a partly cloudy sky for the afternoons, with that chance of an afternoon pop-up thunderstorm each day. Overnight in the morning, 70s. Tomorrow afternoon, working our way back to the upper 80s with a partly sunny sky and a few storms about here or there. That minimal chance will continue Thursday and Friday to highs into the middle and upper 80s. Partly cloudy skies. Ralph Sanji, WGSO. Murphy's Mandeville Gun and Knife Show with over 250 tables, knives, guns, and ammo. Saturday, June 3rd, 9 to 5. Sunday, June 4th, 10 to 4. Adults $10, ages 11 to 15, $5. 10 and under get in free. Good for both days. $2 discount for military and police at Murphy's Mandeville Gun and Knife Show. Knives, guns, and ammo at Murphy's Mandeville Gun and Knife Show. Saturday and Sunday, June 3rd, June 4th at the Castine Center, Mandeville.
The fastest growing conservative talk show in the South is now on 5 days a week on WGSO 990.
That's right. American Ground Radio has moved from Saturdays to Monday through Friday from 8 to 9 p.m.
American Ground Radio is based out of Louisiana and is grounded in the ideas that founded our country.
American Ground Radio is a show for everyone who believes there is greatness within each of us.
So tune in Monday through Friday starting at 8 p.m.
on the community voice of the Crescent City, WGSO 990. AM.
Now, everything old is new again. America's entertainment pop culture talk show.
If you relate to these clips playing in the background, you will relate to Everything Old is New Again right here on WGSO. Hi, this is Douglas Viviani of Everything Old is New Again. Join us for the fun on Saturday mornings at 8 right here on the community voice of the Crescent City, WGSO.
Go ahead. The views and opinions expressed during this show are those of the hosts and guests only. In no way do they represent the views, positions, or opinions expressed or implied of WGSO 990 AM or North Shore Radio, LLC.
I have a lot of things I want to get off my chest.
We just can't do what we do. We play like we play. We be us. We be special. We smell greatness. We finish strong. Yes, from the top.
Good evening, ladies and gentlemen. We are tonight's entertainment.
I have something to say.
Welcome to the Something to Say radio show on WGSO 990 AM and streaming live on WGSO.com. No subjects are off limits, so call in with your comments and questions to 504-556-9696. And now, here are the hosts of the Something to Say radio show, BJ Rust with Rudy Cicchini.
All right, welcome to another edition of the Something to Say radio show on WGSO 990 AM, streaming live on WGSO.com. We're back after a long Memorial Day weekend. Rude, did you have a good weekend?
Yeah, buddy. It wasn't bad. Didn't really do anything too extravagant, but you know, we got a couple good weeks coming up here for us, so that'll be real nice, Clark. Real nice.
Yeah, and well, I was talking with you about it too, but I sat down and tried to watch the Cardinal game, and man, as much as I love the St. Louis Cardinals, it's just so tough. It's just not entertaining. You know what I mean?
Yeah, I get it, man. I understand what you're saying. And the thing I can't really grasp is, you know, if I miss, you know, like the first hour of the game or something, and, you know, you check on the ESPN app or anyways, you come in from mowing the yard or whatever you're doing, and you're about an hour into the game, and it's already like in the sixth inning or something.
Mm-hmm.
I just don't like the speed of the game. I know these people are wanting to speed things up, and it's you can get home and eat ice cream with your family or whatever, blah, blah, blah. But mm-hmm. I just think it's too fast, man. You're rushing these guys, and mm-hmm. baseball's an art. You know, yeah. you don't rush art.
Did you, and I forgot what the umpire's name is. Did you see what the umpire left, had a hot mic on in the stadium the other day?
I heard about it. I haven't, I didn't click the link. I haven't actually seen or heard what happened yet. What's going on with that?
So there was a double play. I'm trying to remember exactly. It was the Marlins and, the Angels. And there was a double play that was had, and the Marlins challenged the guy being out or safe at home. So once they challenged it, you know, the home plate umpire made his PA announcement that the Marlins were challenging the call at the plate. Forgot to turn his mic off and said that they had their heads up their asses.
Yeah, that's awesome.
Clear as a bell,
man.
And I mean, it was like it was basically like he just went right into it too. Like, you know, they're challenging the play at the plate, and they've got their heads up their asses.
Unbelievable. Yeah. And you know what? I mean, he's probably right 90% of the time, I would say.
Yeah.
You know,
he wasn't on that though. It got overturned.
Yeah.
Makes it worse.
Yeah, that does make it worse. I was going to tell you too, you know, Will Clark was he's one of my favorite players, and I wanted to be just like him growing up.
He's
Yeah, he's a New Orleans boy, born and raised in New Orleans, Louisiana. Mm-hmm. But, I follow him on Twitter, and he's got this, I don't know if it's a podcast or whatever, but I mean, they do video and whatnot. But I guess he gets a couple drinks in him, and he'll tell stories, and he's absolutely hilarious, man. He told a story. I seen it last night. I don't know how fresh the story is, but he was saying when he was playing ball, they were out at a bar after one of the games, and they seen Angel Hernandez, one of the umpires, and he was with a group of people. He doesn't know if he was with the whole crew, but you know, it was Angel Hernandez, and he seen he was having a couple beers, so Will Clark bought his beers for him, and he proceeds to say, you know, for the rest of Will's career in the big leagues, anytime Angel was behind the plate, his strike zone was about the size of his fist, man. And I really can't say what he said, but it's fun to watch. It's a good watch, put it that way. And I'm going to make sure I see a lot more of his videos, because he's got some really good stories. He had a good water cooler story in Pittsburgh, beating up a water cooler one time, but it's good stuff, man. I recommend it.
Yeah, I've seen some video clips of it. I haven't seen the whole thing. I've seen them on TikTok and things like that. But it's usually some pretty good takes, and you're right, he is pretty funny. You know, it's nice to – I guess maybe that's the benefit of having podcasts out there now, is like, you know, you get some of these guys, they don't – obviously they're not broadcasters, they're not anything like that, but – it gives them a vehicle, and they don't have to be broadcasters. You know what I mean? If that makes sense, where they can just tell stories. They don't have to be censored or anything like that. They can say whatever they want to say, for good, bad, or indifferent. But, you know, it shows you a completely different side of these people, and, you know, just how entertaining they actually were. I know there's one that I listen to that's, Jim Cornette, who was a manager in wrestling through the Attitude Era and backstage stuff. And same way, like the guy, he's he's pretty darn funny. I would have never have thought that when I was a kid, but you know, and his takes are usually pretty good, but you know, I end up listening to that quite a bit these days.
Yeah. The only thing I wish, man, some of these guys, I mean, Will Clark's very famous person, but they're not like Taylor Swift level. You know what I mean? When you follow them on Twitter and you make a comment or something, I wish that you would get a little more feedback from that person, because there's been times where, you know, I've said, hey, you know, blah, blah, blah. I idolized you as a kid. I think you're a great player. You do a lot for the game. just to get a nod back, you know, I think that'd make a lot of people's days.
Yeah.
And, you know, like I said, if you got the time to sit around and maybe go through some of that stuff, I would try to do that. I mean, if I was on the other end, but, yeah, that would make my day to get a response from Will Clark, but hasn't happened yet.
The only time I've ever gotten a response was from Art, the lead singer of Everclear.
Mm-hmm.
They were playing in St. Louis, and I said something. It was on Twitter, and I said something about you should play the song called "The Swing." And he's like, honestly, I can't remember how to play it off the top of my head. So maybe next time.
Like, yeah.
All right.
Yeah. Well, it's cool that he responded to you, though, man.
Yeah. Yeah. it was pretty cool. But yeah, I mean, you know, and the sad part is a lot of them are probably their assistant is doing their social media for them.
Yeah. I never thought of that. But
somebody like Will Clark, though, you would think, I mean, he may have an assistant. I don't know. But
yeah.
You know, you would think that somebody like him, he would be doing his own. I mean, I'm sure Taylor Swift's got people doing hers.
Oh, I guarantee there's a handful of people doing her stuff.
Mm-hmm. Oh, yeah, because then it goes into a whole nother level of being a social media influencer, and I'm sure she's getting paid by, you know, how many posts she puts out and things like that. And, you know, it's got to be – everything's got to be – completely in line with whatever business venture she has going. You know what I mean? Like,
yeah. Yeah. The one that I've got a lot of feedback from on TikTok and Twitter, and she's real good about it, is Laura Rutledge. She does the NFL Live, and man, I've commented on a bunch of her stuff, 'cause she's darn good at what she does, man. And yeah, she's responded numerous times, so she's real good about it, so that's pretty awesome.
Yeah, that's cool. Well, maybe more people will get a little more interactive with it, so I mean, that's all you can hope for. I only know of a handful of them that, you know, that I know that they interact, but seems like most of the time the only time you see people's social media accounts is when they've said something they shouldn't have, and then it gets deleted, and you know, it becomes a whole ordeal.
Yeah, because that's where we are. We're into ordeals now.
Pretty much. Yeah. So all right, let's take a break, come back, and we'll talk about another ordeal that happened over the weekend while we were gone. So don't go anywhere, we'll be right back.
Easy Pet Shop and Rescue is a nonprofit volunteer-run rescue. We provide adoption services and care for homeless animals across the New Orleans metro area. We also offer pet supplies and grooming services at our downtown and Marigny locations. The shops are located at 839 Spain Street and 513 Dumaine Street, and are open from 9 a.m. to 6 p.m. weekdays and noon to 6 on Saturdays, noon to 5 on Sundays. We can be found on the web at BigEasyPetShop.com. Support local animals in need by shopping and adopting with Big Easy Animal Rescue.
This is Kate Delaney from America Tonight. The show kicks on at midnight, and I'm loving the overwhelming support in New Orleans. What a group of fantastic listeners here on WGSO 990 AM. Join me every morning to catch up on what I call the buzz in your backyard and mine. You'll hear some of the most interesting people on the planet from the world of business, politics, sports, and, well, just intriguing people with a story to tell. If you're around, give us a call. Don't worry, I'll spit out the number plenty of times on the air. Let's agree to meet at midnight right here on WGSO 990 AM in New Orleans.
Donate your vehicle and make a difference. WGSO 990 AM has partnered with Charitable Adult Rides and Services, also known as CARS, to allow you the opportunity to donate your car, truck, motorcycle, RV, or boat to our nonprofit organization. You may qualify for a tax deduction while supporting a cause that is near and dear to your heart. Simply go to WGSO.com and follow the link on our homepage. Vehicle donation pickup is always free to you, and most vehicles can be picked up within 24 to 72 hours. You'll receive an initial car donation receipt upon pickup, and then the CARS team will work to turn your car into cash to support our cause. Once your vehicle is sold, the CARS team will provide you proper tax forms in time to file. Their friendly donor support representatives are available 7 days a week to assist throughout the process. Again, for more information, go to WGSO.com. Does your business need to boost sales or drive customer loyalty? Talk to Sir Speedy. Our direct mail pros can get your company in front of the right people with our comprehensive direct mail and mailing services. All you have to do is share your goals with us and we can do the rest. Get the ball rolling and send your next direct mail project to us. Call Sir Speedy at 504-586-9812 or visit us online at SirSpeedyNewOrleans.com. That's 504-586-9812. We do it.
Don't miss Herd's Louisiana Live from 4 to 5, Monday through Friday. While Herd exposes and explains state government's daily shenanigans, exposes our excess taxes, and explains how we can get to real community safety. Herd will challenge your legislators to repeal taxes and grow Louisiana. Repeal and grow is the name of the game. Herd's Louisiana Live is coming in hot every day at 4 p.m. Only on WGSO 990 AM.
So 9:90 a.m. So I guess it might have been on Friday, but I didn't really hear about it until Friday night. And I'll be honest with you with this, with all the stuff that you see on social media with AI, I honestly didn't think that this was real. I thought this was somebody did it with AI, but it came out over the weekend. Of Scottie Pippen, and he was on, speaking of podcasts, he was on Stacey King's podcast, who, if you remember, Stacey King was one of the bench players for the Bulls during their first three-peat.
Mm-hmm.
But went on there, and let's just share it with everybody. This is what he had to say.
Michael Jordan played before I came to play with the Bulls. You guys seen him play. He's a horrible player. He was horrible to play with. He was all one-on-one. He's shooting bad shots, and all of a sudden, we become a team and we start winning. Everybody forgot who he was.
Incredible that he would say something like that.
Yeah, I mean, it's a shame, too, because they had – that's one of the things I enjoyed – as a kid watching, and the team unity, man, that they had, and I know they had it. It was there. He's just pissed off about something now, and he's just running them through the coals, man.
Yeah. And I mean, I know he didn't like the way he was portrayed in the Last Dance documentary, but the thing was, is that it was the truth. You know, he was holding out that last year. He wanted traded. He wanted more money.
sometimes the truth hurts. And then it also, you know, to show that, you know, I remember specifically when he sat out whenever Jordan was gone that year and wouldn't go in at the end of the game against the Knicks. That was a playoff game because Tony Kukoc was getting the last shot. You know, he had his moments of throwing little hissy fits, and not to say that Jerry Krause and Jerry Reinsdorf were wonderful people, because I don't believe that either. But I don't know. I don't think it's just crazy to me how much of a 180 he's done. Just since, I mean, he used to work on ESPN as an analyst, and it was always complimentary of Michael. And then I think it really coincides with him. He put out a book, and I believe it goes along with trying to sell those books. But it's just nonsensical. And I was watching ESPN this morning, and they were talking about, one of the guys there was talking about working with Pippen, and he's like, I don't even understand this, because he would share stories with me behind the scenes, and this is not anything that he ever said in confidence to me, you mm-hmm. know. So why, if you're not gonna share it, you know, if you're gonna tell those stories behind the scenes, you're gonna be a hell of a lot more honest then than you are when you get on the air.
Mm-hmm.
So I don't get it. And then he took it a little further and posted on Instagram this weekend after saying all that. He went on there and said, from humble beginnings to 6 championships, 2 gold medals, a Hall of Fame, and leading the Bulls franchise with the most playoff wins, here's to the unsung heroes. Cheers. And with also put a picture of himself up.
Mm-hmm.
What?
Yeah. I mean, nobody's saying he wasn't a great player. He was.
Sure.
You know, it's just a shame that you have to, you know, act like that about,
mm-hmm.
you know, the greatest player ever. There ain't going to be any more Jordans, that's for sure.
No. And Jordan's even always said that, you know, that anytime that he's mentioned, that Scottie needs to be mentioned right alongside him. You know, he's never not given Scottie a lot of credit for them being successful. So it's really, it's weird. And I watching ESPN, Greeny on there, he was saying he has to be on drugs. That's the only reasonable explanation.
Yeah. It's that wacky, man, to say something like that.
Yeah. It doesn't, I don't think it's going to stop anytime soon, to be honest with you.
Yeah.
I think he's lost his marbles.
Yeah, I would like to hear some other players from that era mm-hmm. insight on that. Like, I would love to hear what, like, Charles Barkley would have to say, or, you know, even Shaq, you know. I mean, Shaq was there towards the end. Mm-hmm. Larry Bird, you know, Magic. I'd like to hear – that'd be a good interview, man. I'm interested in to hear what some of these other stars have to say, because he's talking out as you know what, man.
Oh, for sure he is. Absolutely. So, yeah, I don't know. I don't know what his MO is, but he's certainly got a lot of hate in his heart for him for whatever reason. I don't know where this is all came from. The only logical thing is to try to sell books, which is pretty disgusting. But
yeah,
either way. All right, let's take a break. We'll get some news. We'll come back. We got more NBA stuff to talk about. Game 7 last night, and we'll talk about that. And of course, the NBA Finals will be starting on Thursday. So, don't go anywhere. We'll be right back.
Easy Pet Shop and Rescue is a nonprofit volunteer-run rescue.
we provide adoption services and care for homeless animals across the New Orleans metro area. We also offer pet supplies and grooming services at our downtown and Marigny locations. The shops are located at 839 Spain Street and 513 Dumaine Street and are open from 9 a.m. to 6 p.m. weekdays and noon to 6 on Saturdays, noon to 5 on Sundays. We can be found on the web at BigEasyPetShop.com. Support local animals in need by shopping and adopting with Big Easy Animal Rescue.
When the time came, I knew I had to find a place where Mom would be safe and active while still feeling independent. A place that was close to all of us and everything she needed. Locally owned and operated in the heart of Gonzales, I found Francois Ben Senior Living. They specialize in independent and assisted living and memory care.
Call 225-647-BEND for more information on our special pre-leasing offers.
Francois Ben Senior Living. Experience life as it should be.
You can provide the life-changing opportunity of a quality education to a disadvantaged Louisiana student at almost no cost. For those inclined to make a difference and fortify our community, it's a no-brainer. 95% of every donation to ACE Scholarships directly funds a deserving child scholarship, and you receive a 95% tax credit through the Louisiana Tuition Donation Credit. To learn more, call Arthur Dupre at 504-710-1132.
Hey, it's Kevin Carr with your personal sneak preview invitation to join me on Sunday evening from 8 to 9 for Fat Guys at the Movies. Each week, I give you my take on the newest movies and movie news, but in a fun way.
With the Louisiana Radio Network Legislative Report, I'm Brooke Thorington. A bill to allow non-felons 21 and older to carry a concealed firearm without a permit received the backing of Senate Judiciary B. Several groups oppose All-City Republican Representative Danny McCormick's bill on the grounds that it could lead to more gun violence. Executive Director of Louisiana Progress, Peter Robbins Brown.
The idea of saying in order to support law enforcement, reduce crime, protect kids, that we're going to make more permissive gun laws is like me saying I need to lose weight, and in order to do so, I'm going to eat hamburgers and candy every day.
The bill has already been approved in the House and goes to Senate Finance due to the potential loss of revenue for state police for issuing the permits. Legislation to raise the state's minimum wage from $7.25 an hour to $10 in Louisiana was defeated on the Senate floor Tuesday. Bill sponsor, New Orleans Senator Gary Carter, says several families would have benefited if it was raised. The bill failed on a 25-13 vote. LRN.
Medicaid members, keep your address and phone number up to date to make sure you receive important information about your health insurance and you don't risk losing your coverage. If you get a letter from Louisiana Medicaid, follow the directions and respond to it as soon as possible. For questions or to update your info, call the number on your insurance card or visit healthy.la.gov. That's healthy.la.gov. Remember, keep your contact information up to date and respond to Medicaid letters so you don't lose your health care coverage.
If you're a Medicaid member, changes are coming that could cause you to lose benefits. The good news is you may be eligible to take part in a special enrollment event and qualify for a plan for less than $10 a month. If you need assistance, contact Navigators for a Healthy Louisiana today. We provide free guidance to help you choose the health insurance option that's right for you and your family. To find out more, visit GetCoveredLA.org. That's GetCoveredLA.org.
Are you looking for the perfect personalized gift for your friends and loved ones? Then look no further than Crow and Crescent. Crow and Crescent provides customizable handmade gifts, tumbler cups, and much more. All items are handmade with care and can be gift wrapped with personalized messages. For more information, you can find us at crowandcrescent.com and on Instagram. Crow and Crescent, let us show you the right gift for any occasion.
Each year, hurricanes and major flooding threaten cities, towns, and rural homes across the Gulf states. So chances are there will be more storms and floods near here again. And between school, sports, and social lives, chances are you won't be with your kids when it happens. Will they know what to do? Ready.gov/kids has all the educational tools and information to make the conversation easy. When the time comes, chances are they'll feel prepared, not scared. So talk with your family today.
It's Jeff Cruer, host of Ringside Politics. I'd like to introduce WGSO General Manager Mary Ann Guzman.
WGSO is locally owned and operated right here in New Orleans. We believe in cultivating local talent and emphasize local programs. If you have an interest in hosting your own program, then we have some prime spots available.
Thanks, Marianne. Folks, take advantage of this great offer. Email me at jeff@wgso.com or call me at 504-669-6076. Come fulfill your radio dreams at WGSO.
You might be afraid to speak out for fear of cancel culture or losing your job. Christian Garrick Show on WGSO is your platform. Noon to 2, weekdays, right here on 990 AM WGSO.
Hello, this is David Jeremiah. Join me each weekday morning at 5:30 or 6:30 for Turning Point here on Talk Radio 990 AM.
Ryan Richardson here. Tune in every Saturday from 11 a.m. until 12 noon on WGSO 990 AM for Conversations with Ryan Richardson.
All right, thanks for sticking around for more of the Something to Say radio show on WGSO 990 AM. So last night, big game seven. I was super excited to watch the game, but man, was it disappointing.
You can say that again.
It started off bad for the Celtics, and it never got any worse. The first possession of the game, Jason Tatum sprained his ankle, continued to play, but was never really a factor in the game after that. And, you know, just bad turnovers, bad shooting, and you and I were texting back and forth talking about shooting all these three-pointers and you're not making any. It was ugly. And before I get your take on it, I wanted to share what Barkley had to say at halftime about the Celtics, because this is probably the most honest sports take I've ever heard in the middle of a game. So here you go.
Your impressions on what he's been able to do? He's got 11.
I thought he was good, but I got to say something, man. Why are you dumbass selfish making my head hurt? Ernie, let me tell you something.
Glad I asked you about Jimmy Butler.
I know, but I can't let it go, man.
I know.
You guys, if you just come to the game and say, we're just going to jack up threes, and if we win, we're going to win. If we miss them, we're going to lose. They're 4-for-21. They probably, I forget what they were last game.
7-for-35.
It's so bad to watch them play. There's no ball movement. There's no body movement. And it's just frustrating to watch a team with this much talent just play stupid. Well, they
can't agree any more than with Chuck on that one, can you?
No, man, he's right. Like, you know, there's so much more to basketball than just standing back and trying to nail three-pointers. I mean, how about run an offense, get the ball moving, you know? It was a piss poor game seven performance, man. I mean, those fans, oh man, I'm surprised they're, if it was, I mean, Boston's not that much different than New York. I'm surprised, or even Philly. I'm surprised these fans, I mean, I'm sure there were some boos, but I'm just raining boos for the way they were playing, man. I mean, just to stick by that game plan the whole game, even when it's not working, I mean, it's, and to lose a game seven,
right,
by that meant that big of a margin, it's just unacceptable, man.
Yeah, it was, you know, like you and I were talking about it before the show, but if, and I know that they at least started 0-for-10 from the 3-point line, and I think it was actually, I think they missed their first 13, if I'm not mistaken, but you know, at that point, in a such an important game, if you're not hitting, you got to move in a different direction. There's not enough time to try to shoot your way out of it. Not against a good team, you know. Mm-hmm. And it was just bad. It was bad all the way around. It was bad planning. And I think that I think the biggest kudos you can give the Heat is I think that they are very well coached. I may not, it's not my favorite team or anything like that, but I mean, it's tough to disagree with how well they're coached. especially since they really, other than Jimmy Butler, they really don't have any stars. You know, they've got seven players that were undrafted on the team. Four of them were major contributors, or have been this whole playoffs. They just have a game plan and they stick to it. They play good enough defense, which is exceptional these days because nobody plays defense, but you know, they can hit the three pointer, but it's not necessarily they're not really a one trick pony, but they just get the job done. You know, it's nothing flashy for sure.
Yeah. It all comes down from the top too, man. I mean, Pat Riley, mm-hmm. he's like a basketball god up there with Phil Jackson, you know? Mm-hmm. So, I mean, he's running the operations and, you know, it all trickles down. So, I mean, I'm not surprised they have the success they're having. Butler's a stud. And like I said, some of these quote unquote no name guys, they're shooting the lights out, man.
Caleb Martin. I thought for sure that he was going to get the MVP of the Eastern Conference Finals, the way he's played. I think he'd been the most consistent player on the team. I mean, Jimmy Butler had some good games, don't get me wrong, but from start to finish, I think Caleb Martin was the guy. But, you know, it's one of those things, and if you think back, and I hate to always go back to the Chicago Bulls, but, you know, if you think back on how those teams were constructed, you had your stars, but you had a lot of people that knew their role and did their role very well. You know, they just knew their job. And I think that's indicative of whatever it is, you know, whether it's sports or, you know, working a 9-to-5, if everybody does their job and does it really well, there's the possibilities are endless, you know?
Yeah. Yep. They play well as a team, put it that way. And I think, you know, the finals, I don't know how they're going to, you know, fare against Denver, but I don't think they'll get swept.
I think they will.
I think it'll be should be a pretty good series. You know, we'll just have to wait and see. But, yeah, it should be good. It should be a good one, man. I was really disappointed with Boston, mm-hmm. you know, for – the roster that they have just to play the way they did the whole series. I mean, hell, they were lucky to even get a game 7.
Yeah.
But, yeah.
Well, and that was an incredible game Saturday night. They don't,
right.
Derek White hitting getting that rebound with 2 seconds left and putting it back, but, or 0.2 seconds left, I should say. But, you know, at the end of the day though, when you look at the Celtics, they went out the way they played all year because they're a team that on paper, they probably have the deepest roster, I think, in basketball. But, you know, you can only make excuses for them for so long. And the excuses ran out. You know, they just didn't play up to their potential. And that's kind of who they were all year. You know, they'd go on a run and play really well. And then they'd get beat by some pretty bad teams, and then the playoffs have been just a complete you never knew what you're going to get. They'd win the games that they probably weren't supposed to, and then they'd lose the games that they should have won. There was never any consistency with them, and as much as you and I both like Jason Tatum, you know, he's just as inconsistent as anybody.
Or what? Yeah. Yeah. It's crazy these days, just the amount of inconsistency that takes place.
Mm-hmm.
Because, you know, we talk about it all the time, the old days, you know, in the late 80s, 90s, even, like I said, the early 2000s, whatnot. It just seems like the players that could play, they showed up in these big games. I mean, now, like, some of these guys just go ice cold. And it's hard to watch.
Well, and you know, there was up until game 7, I think that Tatum specifically, he had, I think 5 of the 6 games, he'd scored 30 or more. But you look at a stat line, and I don't want to take anything away from him because he did play well other than shooting. You know, he darn near every game he had 10 rebounds or close to it. And from a guard position, that's pretty incredible. And then, you know, he'd have some good games with assists as well. But you look at his stat line is on shooting, and, man, they're pretty poor. You know, being able to get to the free throw line saved his butt quite a bit in the playoffs. But you're right. It's just I don't understand it because, you know, you would think that as much as those guys showed up back then in big games, the defense was actually being played back then, so it was harder for them to do that. Now you would think that the big name players would be able to go off in big games because nobody's playing defense.
Right, and it brings the question, what are they doing in practice?
Well,
you know, I mean, what's going on in practice? Are they just listening to music, just popping threes? Because that's what's showing during the games, it looks like.
Yeah.
I mean, I don't know. It's sloppy, man.
It doesn't – I mean, just from the games that I – and I've watched a lot of NBA this year. I don't think people have a playbook anymore. I think those days are long gone. There's the only play that really you might see is you might see a little bit of motion offense where somebody is – usually your three-point shooter is running baseline – running off of a couple screens and probably going to curl back up to the wing on the 3-point line to get an open shot. There's that play. And then there is pick and rolls. Pick and roll is 95% of what's being done. That's not an offense. That's a play. You know what I mean?
Yeah. Yep.
Where it used to be, there was offensive philosophies and, you know, you had triangle offense with Phil Jackson. There's motion offenses, you know, there's a lot of different things. And, it just doesn't make sense. And then, you know, like I said, the Heat played pretty decent defense. I'm not saying it's exceptional because I don't think any of them play exceptional defense, but the way that the commentators are just gushing over their defense because they're playing a zone defense, that's stupid. Anybody can play a zone. That doesn't take that much. That's usually when you don't have good athletes, it's usually when you play a zone.
Yeah.
Or they have a really good big and you want to collapse in on them. Because the way to beat zones is shoot from the outside. So, of course, if Boston can't hit water, if they're standing on the beach, run a zone because they can't hit three-pointers to beat it.
Yep. It's crazy, man. Like, you know, I don't want to switch out basketball, but, you know, Al Hrabowski, the Cardinals commentator, he said something the other day about, you know, they were giving credit. I think it was Jordan Montgomery went 5 innings. They were giving him credit because of that. And he said, no, you really shouldn't get too much credit. You're a big league pitcher. You're a starter and you're a front end starter. So 5 innings is unacceptable, man. You need to be going at least 6 1/3, 7 innings, whatever, you know. So I think the standard around all these, it's just,
yeah,
I don't know, man. I think people are getting babied a little too much, man.
I think you're right. It's like when these kids are taking these standardized tests and they're not passing them. So instead of helping the kids learn, let's just drop, you know, what the what the expectation is of it, you know, let's lower the scoring to make it all look good, you know, and that's the way it's been. And that's, I don't get it. It there's so much and especially in the United States right now, that just reminds me of the movie Idiocracy, that it's blowing my mind.
Yeah.
We're slowly devolving.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. You're settling for subpar performances here and there, and I don't know, man, but yeah, that's a good point, and that's a good movie to watch if you haven't seen it, by the way, because man, it's been out for quite some time, and man, did they call it or did they call it?
It turned from a comedy into a documentary.
Yeah. Yeah, that's sad, man.
It really is. All right, let's take a break, come back. We'll talk a little baseball, and then we'll wrap it up for the night. So don't go anywhere. We'll be right back.
Easy Pet Shop and Rescue is a nonprofit volunteer-run rescue. We provide adoption services and care for homeless animals across the New Orleans metro area. We also offer pet supplies and grooming services at our downtown and Marigny locations. The shops are located at 839 Spain Street and 513 Dumaine Street and are open from 9 a.m. to 6 p.m. weekdays and noon to 6 on Saturdays, noon to 5 on Sundays. We can be found on the web at BigEasyPetShop.com. Support local animals in need by shopping and adopting with Big Easy Animal Rescue.
Are you looking for the perfect personalized gift for your friends and loved ones? Then look no further than Crow and Crescent. Crow and Crescent provides customizable handmade gifts, tumbler cups, and much more. All items are handmade with care and can be gift-wrapped with personalized messages. For more information, you can find us at crowandcrescent.com and on Instagram. Crow and Crescent, let us show you the right gift for any occasion.
What does grace mean to you? At Grace of the Green Light, a 501c3 nonprofit, we believe that everyone deserves a hot meal, clean drinking water, and the chance to go home again. Our work is made possible through the generous support of Emery and James Limited, an independent insurance agent serving Covington, Hammond, and Metairie, Louisiana. Emery and James, serving our community for generations. Learn more at emeryjames.com.
Hi, I'm William Wallace. You can hear me live on Tuesday nights at 5 o'clock here on WGSO or see what I have to say on Facebook at William Wallace for America.
Got your license to grill? Call Chew on This Saturdays at noon on WGSO and tell us all about it. Don Clement and Patty B are waiting to hear your cooking secrets.
WGSO 990 AM is the only locally owned and operated talk station in New Orleans. We feature 20 local hosts discussing a variety of topics in an era when the daily newspaper is being discontinued and our competitors are out-of-state media conglomerates, we ask you, our listeners, to support local programming on a local station. To advertise or sponsor one of our great shows, contact me at jeff@wgso.com or call 504-669-6076.
More and more Americans are listening on American ground. Listen each Saturday from noon to 1 p.m. with Louis R. Avalone and Stephen Parr.
Now, everything old is new again. America's entertainment pop culture talk show.
If you relate to these clips playing in the background, you will relate to Everything Old is New Again right here on WGSO. Hi, this is Douglas Viviani of Everything Old is New Again. Join us for the fun on Saturday mornings at 8 right here on the community voice of the Crescent City, WGSO.
Go ahead. Make my day. Oh, here she comes.
Watch out, boy. She'll chew you up. All right, we're back. Oh, something to say. Radio show on WGSO 990 AM. Streaming live on WGSO.com. Make sure you download the Mixler app. It's available on both Apple and Android. It's free, no ads. So that's where you need to be if you want to listen to WGSO while you're on the go. Like I said at the beginning of the show, tried to watch the Cardinal game the other day, but was not very interested in what was happening. But I know you've been paying a lot more attention to what's been going on in baseball. But, you know, one thing that I thought was cool was over the weekend, Liam Hendricks made his way back to the big leagues after going through treatment for cancer. And I thought that was pretty awesome.
Yeah, that's huge for him, man. That's good, and hopefully he continues to kick cancer's butt, man, and can, stay healthy and not have to worry about that garbage, man.
Yeah, for sure. But pulling up the standings right now, I know the Cardinals have had a little bit of a turnaround, but I think that's just because the division is pretty poor, so they're in last place, but they're only 5.5 games out of first place, so it's not not the end of the world. Dodgers looks like they've got their act together, but I did read that Bob Melvin might be on the hot seat in San Diego with their lackluster start, with them being 24-29 and 8 games out of first right now.
Yeah. Yeah. I mean, everything looks good on paper, man. That's for sure. But they're just not playing well as a team, and they're not, you know, it was funny. They put that when they were playing the Dodgers, they put Clayton Kershaw up on the scoreboard, like he was crying or something. And like, ever since that, like the Dodgers have literally owned the Padres.
Mm-hmm.
So, you know, karma kind of comes around and it'll get you when you want to act cool sometimes.
Mm-hmm. Just looking through some of the records right now. I mean, you've got Atlanta as 10 games over 500. And then of course the Dodgers are 11 games over 500, but there's really nobody in the National League that's really running away with anything. Miami's in second place in the East with 28-26. And then Pirates are 26-27 in second in the Central. And then you got Arizona, who's probably one of the biggest surprises of the year so far, at 31-23.
Yep. The American League seems like the more premier league mm-hmm. in baseball, man. Doesn't it kind of seem that way to you?
Yeah. I mean, you look at anytime you look at the American League East, I mean, the Toronto's in last place and they're 10 games out of first and they're 2 games above 500. That's just not fair, you know?
Yeah.
Be that far back and you're still playing above 500 baseball and the fact is Toronto's a good ball club.
Yeah. Yeah. I know they're building their rivalry up with the Yankees. With all that talk of, you know, Judge kind of peeking in the dugout a week or two ago. And that's kind of been the talk between those two guys. Not those two guys, those two ball clubs, mm-hmm. but, you know, there's some interesting stuff going on with the Cardinals too. Tyler O'Neill apparently isn't obviously happy that he doesn't get along with Ollie. Mm-hmm. So that could be a possible trade. And then you got Jordan Walker speaking out because he got sent down to AAA, and they were telling Jordan Walker when he was up here with the big club that he needed to change his swing, and that totally messed him up, and he gets sent down, and he kind of goes back to his swing that got him where he's at, and now he's starting to play better baseball and getting the results that he wants. So I don't know, man. I think something, you know, I know they strung some wins together, but, you know, they also got shut out the other day, 7-0 by Kansas City at home.
Mm-hmm.
So
yesterday, yep.
Yeah, I don't like what's happening, man. And they need to be held to a higher standard because they are one of the higher standard ball clubs in the major leagues.
For sure. And I know I saw the interview or I saw the clip of the team president John Mozeliak, and he said that they'll be buyers at the trade deadline. I'm like, okay, what are we buying?
Yeah.
Well, I shouldn't say that he said buyers. He said they wouldn't be sellers, and there it is right there. We won't be sellers, but they ain't gonna be buyers either. They'll be dumpster diving like they normally do.
Yeah, they'll try to get a needle in the haystack type player. I mean, they just need to change the way they go after players, man, with the old bow tie at the helm. I mean, they need to – the game's changed, and he needs to change with it. I mean, come on.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, because it's going to – I mean, we're already a third of the way through the season, so got to start picking up the pace a little bit. If you think about it, we're only a little over a month away from the All-Star game, which is crazy. You know?
Yeah. And I mean, if it keeps up and nothing gets done, I mean, I'm a diehard Cardinal fan. I love the Cardinals, but would I laugh if they missed the playoffs? I think I'd chuckle a little bit because I mean, you get what you ask for.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, do something, dude.
Absolutely. I agree with you, man. All right. Well, we need to get out of here, and we'll be back tomorrow with more of the Something to Say radio show. So until then, remember, if you're going to be dumb, you better be tough. We'll talk to you tomorrow.
If you're going to be dumb, you got to be tough.
For more of Something to Say radio show content, go to somethingtosayradioshow.com. Follow us on Twitter at S2S Radio Show. And you can find us on Facebook at facebook.com/somethingtosayradio.
Big Easy Pet Shop and Rescue is a nonprofit volunteer-run rescue. We provide adoption services and care for homeless animals across the New Orleans metro area. We also offer pet supplies and grooming services at our downtown and Marigny locations. The shops are located at 839 Spain Street and 513 Dumaine Street and are open from 9 a.m. to 6 p.m. weekdays and noon to 6 on Saturdays, noon to 5 on Sundays. We can be found on the web at BigEasyPetShop.com. Support local animals in need by shopping and adopting with Big Easy Animal Rescue.
Are you looking for the perfect personalized gift for your friends and loved ones? Then look no further than Crow and Crescent. Crow and Crescent provides customizable handmade gifts, tumbler cups, and much more. All items are handmade with care and can be gift-wrapped with personalized messages. For more information, you can find us at crowandcrescent.com and on Instagram. Crow and Crescent, let us show you the right gift for any occasion.